Today's show is brought to you by Fiverr.com. That's the word five with two R's after it.com. Fiverr is a site for freelance work. You can hire freelancers to do a variety of things for you. You can be a freelancer on it as well and experiment with the site to see whether what you want to be doing professionally outside of the rat race, outside of your full-time job, is viable. It's basically a site where they'll do the billing and collection for you and pay you it once they've received the money. In addition, if you want to hire people like I do for book editing, transcriptions, and such, very inexpensive, and I've had very good work for me. So again, it's Fiverr.com. You can use the link in the show notes. Frankly, you'll get a good deal from it if you do that. Now, let's get going. OBS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2113. I tell you, 2113. I'm your host, Jeff Alvin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Despite the way I'm sounding, I'm a bit tired today. And I've got a show here that comes out of my archives about the second most important place on your LinkedIn profile, and most people don't pay attention to it. Now, I recorded this when I was still doing recruiting, so I've got some recruiter references in there, but fundamentally, the advice is still good. Hope you find this helpful. Hope you give it an honest review wherever you listen to the show, and I hope you have a great weekend. And now we'll be back in just one moment. If you're going to start a business for yourself, a side hustle or an actual all-out business, it's important that you set yourself up the correct way for tax purposes. Incorporate.com, great service. I used it myself to start my business many years ago. It will allow you to set up a C Corp, an S Corp, an LLC, or a nonprofit all through the web. They'll answer questions for you. They're not, legal experts. You should have one of your own, but they make the process of setting up a business very easy. So use the link in the show notes to go to incorporate.com. It will help you a lot. And we'll be back in just one moment.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Let me talk with you about the second most important area on LinkedIn. And just to get out of the way quickly, the most important area on your LinkedIn profile is that line underneath your name. Because between your name and that line, you're guiding people to what it is that you do. So it needs to be quick and punchy and draw attention for people so that they're interested in going further. Now, the second most important area, the one that gets sorely neglected, is your summary. Now, I see summaries that are like 4 or 5 lines long. Why? Why can't you say more about yourself? Put in a section that's keyword rich, that talks about your role and responsibilities and your achievements from a generic standpoint or from a general standpoint, and then go into more specifics in your profile. Now, you can say, for so-and-so, did such-and-such, reducing costs by such-and-such. In your summary area, you can describe yourself in more lavish terms and expand upon that single line underneath your name. Don't sell it short. Don't neglect it because, frankly, that's the first place people's eyes go to after they go, they read that one line under your name. See, sequencing it, it's the line under your name and the line under your name. A quick observation of your summary, who you work for now, and then people's eyes bounce up to the summary again, if it's good. If it isn't good, it's a waste of time. People just go right through it and go into what you're doing now. A summary gives you a selling opportunity that you shouldn't neglect. If you use it well, then you have an opportunity to really shine to a reader. If you want an example of a summary, I've got a couple of punchy points in mind, including my number on LinkedIn. See, for me, I happen to be amongst the first 7,700 people who ever registered for LinkedIn back in the Stone Ages. I talk about how I filled more than 1,000 positions. Ask me how I did that. It's stuff like that that gets an employer's attention and a reader's attention. You know, there's a certain amount that's fairly standard. You know, I do recruiting, you know. How radically different is that? But it's the enhancements around that that really make me stand out. And then when people go further and they see, you know, the YouTube videos I do, they see the radio shows I host, stuff along those lines, I really shine. So look for opportunities for yourself to stand out from the pack by using the second most important area on your LinkedIn profile, and the one that's probably most neglected. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, I've got a lot that's in the show notes that will help you. Go there, take a look at some of the things I highlight. I know it can help you with your search. But I want you to do one thing for me, and that is put in your phone thebiggamehunter.us, Jeff Alpin, my name. And when you need help, when you need advice, when you have a question, come over to the website, go exploring in the blog, contact me for coaching or because you have a question, I'd love to help you. In the meantime, I hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great! Today's show is brought to you by Skillshare.com. At Skillshare.com, they have thousands of classes available, not just simply about business or job hunting, but lots of different classes on a host of different subjects, almost anything you can think of, and they have one low price associated with your learning. They have classes about particular technologies you can learn, pottery, public speaking. I have a half dozen of my classes about job hunting there, writing, photography, film, almost anything you can think of, they have Skillshare classes available. Now, if you use my link, thebiggamehunter.us/Skillshare, they'll offer a free trial and 30% off if you decide to join. There's a lot to learn, and Skillshare is a place where you can learn it. Now, let's get back to today's show.